Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Rainer's Radio, practical training for joint heirs with Christ, with your host, Diane Thomas.
Good evening, and welcome to Rainer's Radio. This is Diane Thomas, your host. And I just want to stop and give us all a chance to focus on the presence of the Lord. Wherever you are right now, He is there with you. You don't go anywhere without Him, and He is always involved in your life. He is arranging every circumstance in your life for your benefit. Sometimes it doesn't seem like that's what's going on. And this is where we need to ask God Himself, what is going on? Is whatever is going on in your life a negative that you need to take authority over or work through or find out if you need to have a wound that needs to be healed? Or is this something to be endured and overcome? Only God can tell you. You're not going to be able to figure it out yourself. If you could, you wouldn't need Him. If you could be the God, He'd be kind of unnecessary. So, Lord, whatever we're struggling with, we give it to You now. We ask You to reveal anything that we need to know right now for this day, for this time, for our lives. Lord, if there's anything on your heart you want to express to us, we just ask that you do so right now. Lord, we thank you in advance for what you're doing in our lives. And we specifically take authority over the strongholds that are in our lives, even the ones that are crumbling and are falling. Lord, we understand that sometimes that's the greatest danger, is when those strongholds are coming down. So, Lord, give us an awareness and insight into what is going on in our particular situation, whatever that may be. Lord, there's even healing that's going on in people's lives, but it's bringing about change that they weren't expecting. So, Lord, give them peace and rest and wisdom and guidance, that they would be drawn even closer to you because they need you, because their wisdom isn't enough. Lord, we thank you for crafting each circumstance for our benefit. But we do take authority over the world system and hasten it to come down. We ask that you would reveal any areas of injustice and bring to light areas that have been hidden in order to hide crime, to hide misdeeds, to hide deception. Lord, we ask that you reveal, bring your light into those dark places. And Lord, we speak also to the hearts of our neighbors, that you would be peace to them. And our neighbors are whoever needs it. So, Lord, we thank you ahead of time for what you're doing in each one of our lives, knowing that you are the only thing that our focus gives us the true nature of what's going on. not, there's not enough time in the day in order to absorb all the information that's out there. And it's still only going to be as good as our own internal sources. So, Lord, we rely on you to know what's going on. And we just trust that you will give us the direction, the wisdom, and the guidance for this time in our lives. Lord, also show us if there's any area there you want to bring healing, that you want to speak into, and we just give you that freedom to do so right now. Lord, also you're teaching us to plan, to take authority over our own time, our own lives. So, Lord, we're just going to give you a moment to point us and bring to our minds any thought, memory, or emotion that will direct us to an area that we have been neglecting, that you want to speak a greater goal, a greater direction than we've been accepting of. Lord, we just give you that opportunity to do that right now, a greater goal. And we just thank you and appreciate how faithful you are. So we've been talking about God's sovereignty and how he alone can fulfill all of our needs, because he himself has created those needs. So we think very often, okay, that if we ever got to be close enough to God, we wouldn't have any needs. But at least as far as we know, that need is what draws us to God. Now, the more we experience him, the more that thirst and hunger is for more of his goodness. But we start out with acknowledging we need him. We need him for peace, for direction, for wisdom, for guidance, for healing, for encouragement, for information. And that's where we are. So accept that. That's fine. That's perfectly fine. But you will learn how to take that all in stride. And the more you experience him answering those needs, fulfilling them, as he does that, you will have a greater sense of his presence. And it's that presence that becomes the draw, that we want more of him. It's like becoming addicted to him. We can't get enough. We become willing to do whatever we need to for more of him. Now, unlike so many addictions we're familiar with, there's no downside with being addicted to God. The more we experience him, the more we want to experience him. The more presence we experience, the more we want his presence. Now, with that, be aware that he very often will allow us to have a great sense of his presence, only to withdraw it, to teach us to seek him more, to be patient and wait for him, and to give him the opportunity to do a deep work in us that wouldn't get done otherwise. So we're not gauging how we're doing by how much presence we can sense, but recognize how you're doing is between you and God. If you ask him, Lord, is there anything I need to be working on? Anything you want to teach me, anything you want to bring to my mind, my thoughts, my emotions about an area that you're trying to speak to me about. If he says, no, you're good, we're done for now, then guess what? You're good, you're done for now. that doesn't mean he's not working. That doesn't mean he's healed you completely. We all have a ways to go. And that's fine. The journey is our school, our education. This is a rough time globally. A lot of things are in flux. A lot of things are changing. A lot of strongholds are falling. And, of course, it's like any wild animal, when they feel trapped, they're going to lash out. Tell God what you're afraid of. This is a perfect opportunity to take it to him. Let him speak to you. Now remember, what he says to you is just between the two of you. One of our downfalls is when we hear from God, we often think, okay, this is for me to share with everybody. And most of the time it's not. Most of the time it's just between you and him. And part of the things that he's doing in us is to teach us to keep our mouth shut. Can we do that? Can we keep our ears open and our mouth shut? Sometimes permanently. Sometimes there's things that we see the insight and God gives us information and we are to never share it. Then we go, well, then why did he share it? Because he wanted to share it with you. So again, these are things, each little piece, we can take advantage of the opportunity to ask the Lord about. Now, how do we get to know him? How do we, once we recognize his sovereignty, that he's arranging every circumstance in our life, how do we make the most of our time here on this earth? And my phrase for it, our phrase for it here, is simply waiting. The act of waiting. The active action of waiting. It's not passive. It's deliberate, intentional, restful, peaceful, calm, quiet. But bringing all parts of our soul into rest before God, before our own spirit. Without stress or emotion or focus even, but simply being with him, being available and aware. Over the past months, we've talked about things we do that hinder our soul from learning to know God. Like we can deny God's sovereignty, we can refuse to change our beliefs, we can hold on to our wounds. But there are habits we can develop as soulical beings. Not spiritual. We don't need any more habits in the spirit. We're already complete and entire. So we're talking about soulical and sometimes even natural habits. Now, habits are a tool that function in the world system. Now, they function whether we use them or not. Those are called bad habits, and we all have some. But those are tools that function in the world system. So if you have bad habits, guess what? You can also develop good habits that function in the world system. Neither bad habits nor good habits affect your spiritual walk with God. But they do affect your soulical walk and your natural walk. There are consequences and effects of both bad habits and good habits. So we not only want to be aware of what our habits are, as the Lord brings our attention to them, we want to understand the training opportunity we have. Again, to have our senses tuned. As your soul is brought into alignment with your spirit, your soulical senses will be aligned with your spiritual senses. And you'll begin to see and hear and taste and comprehend in ways that you had never even imagined. Even then, your natural senses start to line up with your soulical senses and your spiritual senses. And you'll start to see things in the natural going on in your in the room where you're sitting or the car that you're driving that are going on right now. But you don't see them because your natural senses are out of sync with your soulical senses, which are out of sync with your spiritual senses. Now your spiritual senses are perfectly aligned with God's Spirit. So there's no change in your spiritual senses, but your soulical senses are being freed and healed and brought into alignment, and your natural senses are being freed and brought into alignment. And as that happens, you'll begin to see and sense and taste and hear things that, again, you've likely never even comprehended. And these are all consequences of developing the habit of waiting on God, of developing the act, the habit of waiting. Of waiting on the Lord is the fastest and most effective habit that we can develop to make the most of the opportunities that God sets out in our lives to bring us into oneness in Him. So how do we do that? Just a reminder again, each one of us is in a different place. You have a different amount of time and physical strength and distractions. You are in a unique situation. Each one of us is in a unique situation. That's fine. That's not a big issue. God knows how much time you have, how much attention you can give. So He's not asking of you something that is going to be contrary to the situation He's put you in. Now, on the other hand, He may start putting His finger on areas where you are resisting change or allowing the world system to direct where your attention goes, or just your soul is undisciplined and maintaining its own little world, and so far you're thinking that's okay. It's always good when you have the opportunity to opt for cooperating with God before He demands it. Again, this goes back to the three areas where God puts His finger on to get our attention. If we're not attentive, He has to do something to get our attention. And those three areas are our physical, our health, our relationships, or our finances. For instance, if something like that is occurring in your life a lot or in your family, there's a big health issue going through your family, it may be just God trying to get your attention. Or finances. Somebody can't keep a job. God may just really be trying to get somebody's attention. Or relationships. Whether there's strain or coming to an end, trying to get your attention. Sometimes not, but sometimes that's where we always want to start. Lord, is this something you want to talk to me about? And we, if we can avoid him having to take measures to get our attention by habitually giving him our attention, we may not have to be in those circumstances. He's always going to give us circumstances that we need for training, but I'd rather be in the training circumstances rather than in the circumstances where he's trying to get our attention, my attention. So developing that habit of giving him your attention, that way he doesn't have to get your attention. Remember, he's knocking on the door on the outside. Well, if you always have him on the inside with you, then he's never on the outside knocking. So what are the how-tos, how to hear the Lord's voice? And we've talked about a little bit about waiting before, but there are some specific things that we can get into. And I want to just start with taking the emotion out of this, the strain, the pressure, none of that here. This is simply giving God the opportunity to draw you to him. This is putting all the balls back on his court. He's giving him all the options in your life and simply being available. So it's not about doing anything right for the right amount of time or the right way or getting the right result. It's simply being with God and acknowledging that. And in fact, let's start right there. Lord, I want more of you, whatever that means for me. You know what's next for me. I want to be ready for it. So, Lord, I give you permission to interrupt my life, to make yourself known, to get my attention. But I'm also going to make changes as you direct to give you my attention. Lord, I want to know you. And, Lord, I know that desire, you've already fulfilled it because that came from you. Lord, bring to my attention any area of my life that you want to talk to me later about. So, Lord, I'm going to talk to you about that later and we'll just pick it up from right here. But, Lord, make your voice clear. I want to be able to hear your voice clearly and be able to distinguish it from all of the voices. And Lord, I want to be able to know what to do with those other voices. And thank you ahead of time for what you're doing and for training and teaching and giving us exactly what we need right now. So spend time later with whatever he spoke to you right then. And understand that he's thrilled to teach you. He loves to spend time with you. That you would make yourself available to him, he is absolutely thrilled about. He's not going to find a way to fit you in, but he has been waiting for the opportunity to reveal himself to you, to pour out his love. And remember, his love is giving. His desire is to give himself to you, to me, to us. And when we make ourselves available to him by waiting or in whatever way he says, he is thrilled with that. It just warms his heart. And he brings such appreciation from us. His presence becomes real in a variety of different ways, And remember, he is going to teach you exactly what you need to know. And he may put books or conferences or tapes in your way that will answer questions, that will spur you along. These are meant to be encouragement, not dictation. He's not going to say, okay, I want you to do it exactly like this person does it. But be open, Lord, in this, what am I supposed to learn? Even in these radio programs, these podcasts, Lord, what do you want me to be acting on now? What's in this for me? And that may change over time. And we want to let it change over time, because we will be in a different place tomorrow than we are right now, regardless of whether we acknowledge it or not. One thing he is teaching us is how to take authority over time, but most of us are still in that place where time is passing, and we want to learn how to use it and how to make the most out of it. So, going back to how-tos of hearing the Lord's voice. Probably most of you listening to this have probably heard of that concept, the idea of waiting on the Lord or practicing his presence. It's become a common topic for most believers today. Now, at some point in time, if you haven't experienced already, you will likely come up against the controversy regarding the concept because of its connection to mysticism or even occultic practices. And what I want to say about that is there's genuine and fake. Waiting on God, practicing the presence, that's the genuine. That's the real. The distortion is the occult, is the negative mystic, the soul manipulating of the soulical characteristics that we all have. We don't throw out the genuine, the presence of God, because the devil can copy it. Instead, we learn by experience how to tell the difference. And God teaches us to do that so that we can embrace the genuine and take authority over the fake. And again, this, it's simple, but it's not easy, because it involves that habit of waiting. And as soon as you start being available to God, you will become a target to all your enemies, your soulical enemies, the world system, the devil. Your enemies will start getting mad, because when you start being available to God, all of a sudden, you are their enemy. You are removing their kingdom from them. You are becoming a threat to them. As long as you're not getting involved in what God is doing, you're no threat to them. But when you do, when you start being available to God, God can start in and through you. And your enemies start losing their foothold in you. So don't be surprised if you may have an emotional reaction. You may have a variety of reactions. Circumstances may change. But for right now, what I want you to do is start thinking and asking the Lord, is there an area, Lord, in my life where you want to draw my attention to? And then next week, we're going to start going through what to do with that. Lord, sharpen our ears. Open them if we need to have them opened. Touch our ears and our eyes so we can hear and see you more clearly. And just take that for the rest of the week, at least once a day, and ask the Lord to open your ears, touch your eyes so you can see and hear more clearly. And then just wait 5 minutes. You can do this when you drive to work. Just sit in your car for an extra 5 minutes. Just give him an opportunity to reveal himself. And we'll go into more specifics next week. In the meantime, if you have any questions, drop me a line at Diane@therainersclub.org or through Blog Talk Radio. We'll be getting back together again next time this week, next week at the same time. Until then, this has been Diane Thomas of Rainers Radio. Have a great night.